Thank you, Father, for your word today. Be glorified and be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and please be seated. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time we had in the presence of the Lord during the Kingdom Power Glory World Conference 2024. God be praised. This morning we shall look at the power of the blessing. The power of the blessing, part 2. Our objective is to first of all understand the power of the blessing, and number 2, understand the way of the blessing. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible said, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis 26, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. "Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Now, we started in the first service by saying that one of the most powerful things on the earth is called the blessing. One of the most life-changing things on the earth is the blessing. Power. One of the greatest assets of any man is the blessing. I believe that is why we have a service in this church called the Blessing Sunday. I never heard it from anybody. Never read it from any book. But I saw it in scripture. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. And I'm aware that there are people that receive no blessing from their parents. There are those, the only thing their father gave them was curses. So there must be superior authorities spiritually to delete those curses and impart the blessing. When God made man, he didn't give him cash, he gave him the blessing. And God blessed them. What God gave Abraham was the blessing. And even before Abraham, when the world of Noah was overrun with the flood, and God was to restart and reformat the earth, he restarted it with a blessing. Genesis 9. When God called Abraham, the highest and best God could give to Abraham was the blessing. "I will bless you. I will make your name great." Abraham gave Isaac the blessing. What separated Jacob from Esau was the blessing. Jacob received the blessing that turned him into Israel. What is responsible for Israel and their strength today? The blessing. What separated Peter from the rest of the apostles? The blessing. "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah." Today, the blessing shall make the difference in somebody's life. Today, the priestly blessing coming on your life shall change your life today. So, I'd like you to hear very well today the power that the blessing carries. Number one, I'll review what we did in the first service and then proceed from there. It is the power to bear fruit. When you are blessed, you are not permitted to be fruitless. The power to bear fruit. Number 2,
power of increase. Be fruitful. Multiply. That is increase. You are too blessed to be dry. Too blessed to decrease. The power to bear fruit. Number two, the power to increase. Number three, the power to break barriers. The power to break forth. Replenish the earth. If you wish, the power of spread. Today they will show you on the screen locations of this church, some whose names I had never come across by his mercies. On the screen, I just saw one in Gombe State. I haven't heard the name. But God heard your name and brought the church to you. The power to break barriers, to break forth. Number four is the power to take charge. Subdue the earth. Number five is the power to rule and reign. The blessing makes royalties out of men. As a prince, I will let you go until you bless me. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power. Power to rule. Power to reign. Power to be a king of your territory. Number six is the power of divine direction. You are too blessed to be confused. Too blessed to be stranded. The blessing of the Lord upon Abraham brought him direction. Number seven is the power of divine provision. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Blessing and scarcity are diametrically opposed, mutually exclusive. Power of divine provision, supernatural supplies. Number eight is the power of divine preservation. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Isaiah 65 and in verse 8. Destroy him not, for a blessing is in it. Whatever carries the blessing is not positioned for destruction. That's why no wicked agent of the devil can destroy you. Number nine is the power of divine health and strength. We saw Abraham, we saw Isaac, we saw them in health, even in old age. Genesis 35, verse 28 to 29. We see Isaac in health, Isaac in strength. And the days of Isaac were 104 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. 80 years old. In strength. The power of divine health and strength. And number 10, it is the power of divine life. The fulfillment of days. The fulfillment of your days. It's not one person here whose one day shall be cut short. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. We shall look at 10 more. That takes us to number one of second service on number 11. It is called the power of guaranteed harvest. The man sowed in that land and reaped the same year. Genesis 26, verse 12. He reaped in the same year the power of guaranteed harvest. That is, by the blessing, you are not permitted to labor in vain. You are not permitted to sow without reaping.
by the blessing, the power of guaranteed harvest. Number two, or 12, the power of generational greatness. The blessing makes great. There is nothing small about the blessed. Generational greatness. And a man sowed in that land and reaped 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, and he waxed great. He waxed great. 26:13. He waxed great. He waxed great. I will make your name great. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Guaranteed greatness. Number 3 or number 13 is the power of unstoppable progress. He went forward. The Lord blessed him. He went forward. Unstoppable progress. That is, no mortal man can stop a blessed man. No demon in hell is demonic enough to stop you when God has blessed you. Hey! Every gang up of occultists or witchcraft forces, they waste their time when they think they want to stop a man that God has blessed. You don't stop the wind. Every attempt to stop the wind is to make more ways. Hey! The power of guaranteed progress. He went forward. He went forward. He went forward. Somebody's going forward. Number 14, or 4, is the power of continuous growth and grow. When a man is blessed, where you met him today is the least place you can see him. What you know of him today is the smallest. When you see him tomorrow, he has grown. He has become bigger. He has enlarged. Is the power, not unstoppable growth, the power of continuous growth, unstoppable progress, continuous growth. Hallelujah. 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 Someone who is blessed, who is about to grow beyond where you are now, shout the loudest amen. You are about to grow beyond where you are right now. Shout the loudest amen. Say, I am growing continuously, and no power on earth can stop me. Shout, I am blessed 5 times. I am blessed. 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 Hey! Number 15, 5, is the power of solid establishment. The blessing establishes people. He had possession. He had a great store of servants. Possession of flocks. Possession of herds. A great store of servants. He was an institution. He had organizational stability. If the Lord blesses you, structure and stature is your portion. Establishment is your portion. Number 6, it is the power, are you ready for this? Exciting. The power of enviable existence. Oh! Hey! Hey! Ay, 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 ay. If you don't want envy, forget the blessing. And the Philistines envied him. If you are allergic to envy, forget the blessing. If envy bothers, because you are going to see people who will be so envious, so jealous, and graduate to become so bitter. can from bitterness graduate into wickedness, but they will never be able to dare you.
Blessed people are used to envy. It's our normal realm. You are used to jealousy. It's a normal realm. And if you are shocked that you are envied, then you don't understand where you are. One day, we were at the airport, and I was seated with one or two music ministers. I think they were going for a program. I was going somewhere. So, one of the young men introduced me to, well, the person knows me, but said, meet Pastor Paul. And I said, yes, I know him very well. He's preaching, he's teaching, singing, he plays the instrument. That other one said, it's not fair now. Only you. It came out of the abundance of the heart. Only you. It's not fair now. Leave some things for us. I've seen that. People have seen that one in subtle attack here or there. Yes. That same person that made that statement. I said, oh no, I'm familiar with that particular statement. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the Philistine said, envy that became public that had to be written in the Bible. Envy that was visible until it was documented. But envy does not kill. The same way that bad look does not kill chicken. You know, in the village, when chicken came and picked corn that is not allowed, and they pursue it and eye it, he just disappeared with his corn.
You just need the proof of that. Hallelujah. And the Philistines envied him. I announce to somebody here today, the Lord is ushering you into a very unusually enviable stature by the blessing this morning. But listen to me, they may hate you, but they can't hurt you. If they wish you dead, you will watch their obituary. Hey! Don't be afraid for your life if you are not the one helping yourself. You heard what I just said. Don't be afraid for your life if you are not the one helping yourself. If God is the one helping you, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Somebody say, no shaking.
Get ready. Because in this season, God is about to do some very frightening, fearful things that will provoke envy, will provoke jealousy, will provoke bitterness, but it will do you nothing. Shout the loudest, yes! Look at your neighbor. Help me tell three people around you. Tell them they may hate you, but they can never hurt you.
Yeah. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat.
Is the power of enviable existence. 17 is the power to delete negative cycles, spells, curses, and identity. Negative cycles, spells, curses, and identity. There is power in the blessing to cancel a cycle that is negative. To cancel.
cancel a spell to dissolve the curse. You see, when you on the light, darkness disappears. When you on the blessing, curses disappears. Turn on the light and darkness is off. Turn on the blessing and the curses are off.
Jacob had struggled all his life. And everything he struggled for, he struggled to be born. Esau was born, he held his leg. He struggled to get married. He labored for 14 years to get his wife. He struggled to get the birthright. He had to sell his pottage to get his... He struggled for everything. Things were working, but with struggles. Then he came to the final struggle. Say, let me struggle this out for the last time. And after that struggle, there was a change of name. From Jacob, which means like swindler, to Israel, which is a prince that had power with God to prevail. That is the power of the blessing. He said, I won't let you go until you bless me. And when the blessing came, all those things were canceled. I stand here to announce today, by the announcement and the release of the blessing, every curse, every spell, every enchantment, every divination, every negative label, negative identity of your life, I declare them hereby canceled. You are saying amen. Say it like a believer. Say after me. Say they are canceled. Say they are canceled. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. In the presence of the Lord. Is the power to delete negative cycles, spells, curses, and identities. Number 18. Is the power of capacity enlargement. Power to enlarge territories. Capacity enlargement. Like we have always said, Jacob is a person, but Israel is a nation. I change you from a person to a nation by the blessing. I change you from being an individual to becoming an institution. Am I communicating at all? How many of you know that there are individuals that are more than one? The person arrived, but it's not just one person. It's a multitude. Haven't you seen it in scripture? Jesus, when he resurrected, he said, go and tell Peter and my disciples. Peter and the disciples. That is, Peter had enough capacity to be equal to all the others put together. Amen. Tell Peter and the disciples. Tell him and the disciples that I have resurrected. When the giants were trying to defy David, the people of David said, don't go to war anymore. That should be 2 Corinthians, 2 Samuel 21, 15, thereabout. Don't go to battle anymore. If one of us die, it doesn't mean anything. 1,000 of us die, it doesn't mean anything. But you are worth 10,000 of us. So that you don't quench the light of Israel. Thou shalt go no more with us to battle. So that you don't quench out the light of Israel. Show me the place where he said, thou art what, 10,000 of us. So this man was a person that was equal to 10,000 people. And then in Isaiah, I believe, chapter 60, verse 22, he said, a little one shall become a nation. A little one shall become 1,000. And a small one, a strong nation. So individuals becoming institutions, individuals becoming nations. I think the nation of Bahamas is 454,000 people. About 500,000. That's a nation. Any institution that has up to 500,000 people is a nation. There are nations that are smaller in size than that. Oh, yes. Winners is a nation. This church is a nation. In terms of impact, in terms of stature, there are programs we hold at over 100 and almost literally every nation in the world, there is one person that is tied and connected. Yet you have people who are not known on their street. The street where they are, nobody knows their name. They are attacking and confronting massive statures that are globally acknowledged. It's an error. It's a loss of memory. Retrograde amnesia. Retrograde and interrogate. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
The blessing I am speaking about today is turning somebody into a stature. Is there anyone like that here? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say amen at the top of your voice. Stand upon your feet and walk to seven people. Tell them God is enlarging your capacity. God is enlarging your capacity. God is enlarging your capacity. He is enlarging your capacity. Clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger, bigger, bigger clap, the louder shout of praise.
But the Bible answered, thou shalt not go forth. For if we flee away, they will not care for us. Neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art what? 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better that thou succor us out of the city. Hallelujah. See the various nations. At least we have 55 nations here. As all these people leave now to their nation, they go as ambassadors. Carriers of the fire of this mantle, of this altar. All the way to the United States of America, to Angola, to Pakistan. Am I communicating at all? They are going with the mantle to Amsterdam, to Holland, to England. They are going with the mantle to Cameroon. They are going with the mantle and the fire here, and stepping into their country carrying the ambassadorial mantle and mandate to reproduce the same result.
Dunamis ambassador.
Somebody shout power. Somebody shout the loudest power. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. That's right. See all the various nations that have embassies or that have their ambassadors here in this conference. A shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. Hallelujah. Can we proceed? Did you get a shocker revelation this morning? The power of capacity enlargement. Number 19. The power to prevail in all circumstances. As a prince, has thou power to prevail? Has thou power with God and with man? And you have prevailed. Is the power to prevail in all circumstances. When you are blessed, you are equal to everything. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Equal to every urgency, equal to every emergency. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Say, I am too blessed. Say it after me. Say, I am too blessed to be collapsed by any situation. Louder. I am too blessed to be collapsed by any situation. I am equal to every situation. I can confront and collapse anything
by the blessing of God on my life. The last time the devil made you cry is the last forever. The last time you shook before anything is the last forever. The last time you sweated for anything is the last forever. Shout, I am blessed. Finally, it is the power of supernatural favor. Blessed people are favored people. And to be favored is to be flavored. You carry an aromatization. There is a perfumication. A perfumication, aromatization. You are an aromatic personality. Something is flowing. There's something people perceive. When I go to our school here, they say, we know that daddy is around. After he has come and passed, you just perceive something just around. You just know he just passed. My wife said, when you arrive home, I know you are around. Both physical and spiritual. There is something around you that you may not be liked, but you can be ignored. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Bless the righteous with favor. Bless the righteous with favor. You bless him with favor. You compass him about as with a shield. That was a favor that Joseph carried into Potiphar's house, carried into the prison. The Lord was with Joseph and gave him favor. Genesis 39 and verse 2 and verse 21. Gave him grace. He gave him favor in the sight of his master. Verse 3. Gave him favor. He gave him favor. He gave him favor. He gave him favor. Oh, you cannot be a victim of bad luck, what they call bad luck. You carry the blessing. Blessing of God. I can tell stories of favor that we have experienced around the world where we knew nobody by the frequency of the blessing. I think that we're in the England one day, about to go to the somewhere in Europe or something. We are at the back of the plane line, myself and my wife. We are the only people I can think of African descent. Rest are Caucasians. Right in front. They came before us. We came last. The white man is an European man. Right in front there. Who was ordering people. He looked across the line and said, good man, come with your wife. That's his word, good man. I don't know him from anywhere. How does he know who I am? Aromatization. Perfumication. That was how we went across the line and all of the people were looking at us. Who are these? Where are they coming from? And we just went, checked us in before he checked any other person in. One day we went and booked a flight and we couldn't get any seat except the tail end. And you know the tail end is the economiest economy. We couldn't get any seat. We sat at the very tail end. As we were going, I humorously told my wife, they have given us owner's corner. Before we could sit down, flight steward in front, say, excuse me, sir, please come. Moved us to the very front seat. Sit here. We didn't pay for that place. Ay, 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 ay. Many of these we can keep on talking. Many of them. Favor. Every trace of disfavor in your life is arrested right now. Can somebody say a louder amen? Say the loud but say amen. Say, I am too blessed to be disfavored. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Now I am taking too much liberty in this service because I know I have the luxury of time. What is the way of the blessing?
What is the way of the blessing? What are the secrets of the blessing? The same like the first service. Number one, there are forces that you activate for the blessing. Number one is the force of praise. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Your praise activates his blessing. You praise him, he blesses you. Number two is the force of prayer. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. He was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me. And you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez called on the God of Israel, and God blessed him. The place of prayer is the place where you can make demands on the blessing. Number three is the force of the covenant of supernatural supplies. The force of the covenant of supernatural supplies. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. And he said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is blessing in giving. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 10. He said, bring ye the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The way of the blessing. The way of giving. The covenants of giving. Diverse kinds of giving. Number three is the force of light from the word. Matthew 16, 17. When Peter saw the light, Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, Bar Jonah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that keep the words of this prophecy. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that read this book. The reading of this book, the connection to this book, gives you the blessed, the blessing. Blessed is he that readeth. Number four is a force. Flight number five is a force of service to God. You shall serve the Lord your God in evangelism, in soul winning, in service inside the house. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You serve the Lord your God, he blesses your bread and your water. If God does not beg you to serve, you will not beg him to bless you. Hallelujah. Number six is the force of faith. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. Now, they that are of faith are blessed. To be of faith is to be blessed. Abraham was the father of faith. He was also the father of the blessing. They that are of faith. Your faith in God. Believing God more than others believe will position you in the realm of the blessing. That will amaze you. Number seven, the force of uprightness. We already read it in Psalm 5 and in verse 3. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, without compassing, and as with a shield. There is a blessing for the righteous. There is a blessing for the upright. There is a blessing for the one that lives uprightly. The force of uprightness. Number seven, the force of uprightness. Number eight is the force of prophetic and priestly covering and pronouncement. The blessing, the priest, is your channel of the blessing. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 23, all the way to verse 27, says, speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying on this wise, he shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord make his face, his countenance lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Somebody say amen. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel and I'll bless them. Second Chronicles 20 and in verse 20, the B part. Believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. Honor your prophet. Value your prophet. Obey the instructions of the prophet. Now, anybody whose teaching you are not sure of, which means if he gives instruction, you won't willingly obey because you are not sure that he is saying the truth. Look for another prophet. But there is no need to call somebody your prophet and continuously argue and doubt what they teach and instruct. No use. It's a waste of life. There are many people, there are many churches, many places. Or they teach you one thing in church, internet teach you the opposite. And you sit in confusion. And there are many so-called teachers, some call themselves Christians, some even call themselves ministers of the gospel, perverted from the pit of hell, sent on the assignment to destroy the souls of people, cause people to lose confidence in God and confidence in church. So we have a lot of people stranded. They hear one thing in church, they hear the opposite from outside. Plus one, minus one, zero. No, sir. Don't do yourself such an injustice. Somebody sent me a clip of someone who was saying something that is outrightly unscriptural. That is, the Bible said this, but that is not true. What the Bible says is not true. So the person said to me, I said, where were you looking before you heard such a message? Who took you to go and listen to such a garbage? How were you listening before you went for such a garbage? That's my answer. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I followed my prophet tenaciously for over 30 years now. You doubt him, that is your own. You have any issues, that is your own. But the tenacity, see where it brought us. And we are still on the journey. That there are those who oversabi. They are stranded as a lame duck. You know duck, how duck is walking. Then it is it's crippled. I heard of one man one day who said that his assignment his major assignment is in life. I've said this in the minister conference before. I knew him like how many years ago. You say his major assignment is to correct, that is his ministry, is the correction of a particular father in the Lord in this nation. That is his own assignment that God sent him. Is to just monitor the man and correct him. I don't know of such a calling. That guy, I don't know where he is in this world now. I don't know where he is in this world today. I don't know where he is. Major voice. Nowhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, believe the Lord your God, so shall you prosper. Believe in his prophets. So shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. And then he said in Hosea chapter 12 verse 13, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Your prophet affects your prophet. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that is why I stand here with every conviction that everyone under this prophetic covering, no devil shall dare your life. As I have received, I released. You shall fulfill your days. You shall be everything that God wants you to be.
Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Five times say, I am blessed, I'm blessed. Five times. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Shout the loudest amen.
We are going to practicalize two of them. Actually, we'll do three today. The prayer, the praise, and the prophetic release. Right?
So lift up your hands now. Place the points on the screen from 1 to 20. Are you not blessed? Second service. First service got 10 and you got 20. But everything we pronounce in this service belongs to everybody in this commission. Whether those who attended the first or the second service. Now lift your hands. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I connect
with the power
to bear fruit.
I connect
with the power
of increase
by the blessing.
I connect
with the power
to break barriers.
I connect
the power
to take charge.
I connect
the power
to rule
and reign
in my generation.
I connect
the power
of divine direction.
I connect
the power
of divine provision.
I connect
the power
of divine
preservation.
I connect
the power
of divine
health
and strength.
I connect
the power
of
divine life
by your blessing.
I connect
the power
of guaranteed
harvest
by your blessing.
I connect
the power
of
generational
greatness
by your blessing.
I connect
the power
of
unstoppable
progress
by the blessing.
I connect
the power
of
continuous growth
by the
blessing.
I connect
the power
of
solid
establishment
by the
blessing.
I connect
the
power
of
enviable
existence
by the
blessing.
I connect
the
power
to
delete
every
negative
cycle,
spell,
causes
or
identity
on my
life.
I connect
the
power
to
enlarge
for
capacity
enlargement.
I connect
the power
to prevail
over,
to prevail
in
all circumstances.
I connect
the
power
of
supernatural
favor
now.
Open your mouth,
pray it 1 minute.
Pray it 1 minute. Let us see different. Let us settle. In Jesus' precious name.
Anyone here this morning? You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You are saying, Pastor, I've seen all the miracles, the testimonies, I've seen the wonders of God. I want to be free. Everywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles and your bags, and quickly rush to the front. You pray the prayer of surrender, having your sins forgiven, making Jesus Lord over your life. Don't be the last person, be the first to come. Stand up on your feet, rush forward. Even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you want to give your life to God now. You say, I am tired of living for myself. Tired of living in sin. Tired of living a wayward life. Tired of being a sinner. I want to belong to God. Quickly, come forward. I give you the count of 20. From the ground floor, from the first and second galleries, rush to the front. One.
Lord, I want to know you more.
Two.
Lord, I want to feel it.
Yes, yes, run forward.
Lord,
three.
I want to do your will. Lord, I want to live
four.
For you. I have just one life to live. And
five.
You, I am your Lord.
Six.
And for all eternity.
Seven.
I have just one life to live.
Eight.
And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord.
Nine.
And for all eternity.
Lord, I want to know. Ten.
Lord, I want
to see your face.
Lord, I want to do your will.
Lord, I want to live for you.
I have just one life.
I have just one life to live.
And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. And for all
eternity.
I have just one life.
I have just one life to live.
And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. And for all eternity. Quickly, quickly step forward here. Everywhere you are. You are addicted to a substance, alcoholism, tobacco, Indian hemp, masturbation, prostitution, womanizing, lesbianism, lying, cheating, fraud, internet fraud, whatever it is, quickly run to the front again at the count of 10. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God, quickly run forward at the count of 10. One.
Lord, I want to know you more.
Two.
Lord, I want to see your face.
Three. Four.
Lord, I
five.
Want to do
six.
Lord,
seven.
I want to
eight.
Lord, I want to live for you.
I have just one.
Eight. Nine. Ten.
And
it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord.
And for all
eternity,
I
have just one life to live.
And
it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord.
And for all
eternity. Hallelujah.